he indicated that his government would mobilize.
I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Caribbean is feeling the effects of Hurricane Irma, billed as one of the most powerful storms of the past century. The Category 5 storm lashed Puerto Rico with high winds and heavy rains, causing widespread outages. At least four deaths are blamed on Irma. Earlier, it devastated the island of St. Martin. The situation is much the same as on the two-island nation of Antigua and Barbuda. ABS TV News Director Garfield Burford interviewed Prime Minister Gaston Brown, who took a helicopter tour of the destruction of Barbuda. He said it was heartbreaking. The storm is expected to impact the Dominican Republic, Haiti, the Turks and Caicos Islands, and the Bahamas before taking aim at Florida by week's end, where Governor Rick Scott spoke of preparations Wednesday.
Right now, there is a mandatory evacuation order in effect for all visitors in the Florida Keys. Tonight, this order will go into effect for all residents. We can expect additional evacuations as this storm continues to near our state. Individuals with special needs started being evacuated from Miami this morning, and Miami-Dade County officials are also advising residents living in low-lying areas to start evacuating today.
Two more storms have been upgraded to hurricane status Wednesday, Jose churning in the Atlantic and Katia in the southwestern Gulf of Mexico. And Golda's Election Commission Wednesday declared the ruling party candidate João Lourenço the next president, replacing José Eduardo dos Santos, who is stepping down after nearly 40 years in power. The commission said Lourenço commanded more than 61% of the vote in last month's ballot, compared to nearly 27% for the main opposition, National Union for the Total Independence of Angola. This is VOA.